Let's deal with that lead story in Eyewitness News around the 300 million rand in art stimulus that was meant to help artists during COVID-19. The Arts and Culture Minister, Nathan Tetwa, today revealing that 5 council members, current or past, have been implicated in mismanagement. It sounds like fraud to me. Tando Kabeka from EWN, the political journalist, has been following the story. Tando, a very good afternoon to you. Okay, at essence, what happened here?
Good afternoon, Mike. Well, the forensic investigation into the mismanagement of that 300 million rand stimulus package, which was essentially earmarked for artists, has highlighted a number of irregularities, in particular with how the money was dispersed to artists. It found that it was distributed unevenly. Firstly, in the sense that some, you know, applicants received more than what they had applied for. It also found that there was an over commitment of funds. That while the National Arts Council had received 300 million rand, with the 285 million set aside to pay these artists, it over committed by more than double the allocated amount, so about 600 million. The report found that there was mismanagement of funds. It found that the Public Finance Management Act, Mike, was violated, that there was maladministration, and has put these 5 senior members of the National Arts Council at the center of the scandal. Now, Minister Nathan Tetwa saying that the officials violated their duties in the sense that they became adjudicators and got paid, you know, for that instead of playing an oversight role for what they were employed to do. I believe they were board members, saying that they violated the National Council Act as well. So 3 of these officials, Mike, are former National Arts Council members, and 2 are still employed by the NAC. And Tetwa saying that he has written to the council members that have been implicated to give them a chance to explain, particularly those that are still in the employ of the NAC, and saying that he's given them 7 days to state why they shouldn't be, you know, state their case, why they shouldn't be disciplinary processes against them. He also says that, Mike, they are seeking legal advice on how to go about holding those that are no longer in the employ of the council to account.
Is there indication of where this money ended up? Because the general trend of social media conversation was that artists were not receiving this money. The minister is reporting 600 million instead of 300 million being distributed. Do we know where it went? Has he got any idea who got their hands on this money?
Well, what the minister said is that most of the money was obviously paid to, so they overpaid artists. Who obviously received assistance from the stimulus package, and then some of it they overcommitted. But what he's sure about is that the money was used for what it was meant to be used for, in the sense that it was used to assist the artists. They're saying that about 55% of artists have not been paid yet, but about 272 million rand has already been paid out to these artists. So what they're trying to do now is to pay this remaining 13 million back to the artists. So the minister is saying that they know where the money is, and what they're doing is working to try and recoup it, Mike.
Tando Kabeka, thank you very much indeed. That's an important story. EWN's political journalist there on the Arts and Culture Minister's media briefing today regarding substantial mismanagement. The Arts Council was meant to be overseeing the process. Members of the council actually got involved in being paid to allocate money, and you end up spending 600 million instead of 300 million. Unbelievable.